Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the weekly conversation with Kyle. I'm your host, Kyle, and we got a wonderful conversation this week. The liberals finally get a taste of what we've been dealing with forever. Will the burn go independent? Also, a Pakistani woman does something that is unthinkable. I will warn you when I get into that topic. I will warn you if you have kids, they should not hear that. Also, a 99 mile per hour fastball takes the Kansas City Royals and the Baltimore Orioles out of the benches into a brawl. I'll get into that. Also, Manchester United and the transfer window, along with IndyCar and stuff going on there, and many, many more things to come on the conversation. So thank you all for tuning in, and live wisely among those who are not believers, and make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversations be racing and attractive so that you will have the right response for everyone. Colossians 4:5-6. Think about that as you're going through your day to day, as it winds down. I want to thank you all for tuning into this wonderful program, folks, as the liberals are starting to see what we have been going through for years. Because as you know, I think it was about 2 months ago or 3 months ago, I've talked about this before, where MSNBC basically said that, don't worry, you know, even if he gets all the delegates left, Bernie Sanders can't win. Look at all the Republicans. They never once said, well, we may have to deal with Bernie Sanders. No, all they talked about is, how are we going to deal with Hillary Clinton? How are we going to deal with Hillary? No one ever talked about Bernie Sanders. And a lot of liberals are up in arms saying that he should have had the nomination and yada, yada, yada. And they're starting to, I think that this, it's rigged. Because Bernie Sanders should have the nomination. How has Hillary gotten it? You know, media bias on the left. Because I have a lot of my progressive friends, liberal friends that hate Hillary. I don't know what they're going to do because they don't like her at all. They like my posts that are anti-Hillary. But at least they're getting a taste of what we've been going through. You know. But then you have most of the people that they'll vote for Hillary. They don't care. They don't want to know. Who cares? You know, these rich Republicans, even though Hillary Clinton talks about a speech about equality and a $12,000 Armani suit, which looked like the bag from an old Kirby vacuum. I don't see what was so amazing about it that it would cost that much, unless you're telling me that it's a very rare silk or something that's, you know, but still, it didn't look anything to me like, it's not like it had like gold thread in it or diamonds or something that you could, okay, well, there you go. It has, they took gold and they spun it really, and they stretched it really thin to make like a thread, and it's got 4/9 fine gold thread in the thing. If you were to melt down the suit, you know, there's an ounce of gold or something in there, you know. Because like I told the guy at work, you know, you have like people like Michael Moore that, oh, these greedy, evil Republicans and this, and then look at his house. You know, it's just ridiculous. But it's nice to see that the Democrats are finally having to deal with what we deal with for years, where a Republican gets scorned for something that a Democrat does and gets praised for. You know, they're finally starting to see some media bias. Because I don't really know any of my liberal friends that want Hillary Clinton. So I don't know what they're going to do. They're probably, he's better than, she's better than Trump. You know, one of those type deals. But, you know, I don't know. I don't get it. I really don't get it, folks, because I'm just one of those, like, because I'll put on Fox News or this or that or whatever, and when it's all said and done, I have people like, oh, there's that, let me see, you must be a Republican. I said, no, I never said I was. I'm an American. You know, I stand up for American values. You know, if Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton was about my protection and my supporting the Constitution, I would stand with them if they were what I stood for, but they don't. Hillary Clinton wants to take your guns away. She wants to take the very thing that she uses to protect herself with like five guys carrying them. I just want to go up to like Hillary Clinton and be like, yeah, I got a question. Okay, you want to take my gun away from me, but you have 25 people standing around you fully loaded. Explain. See, you're that guy in the grocery store that's robbing it, or the convenience store that's robbing it with a gun, but you want me to be defenseless. Yeah, I'd work at a Village Pantry or something if I was able to pack heat, and I was able to have like an AK-47 or an AR-13 behind the AR-15 behind the counter. Someone comes in there with a little petty knife trying to open the cash register, you pull out an AR-15. Game over. But that's what Hillary wants. She doesn't think we should be able to have a gun, but she wants to be able to ensure that she has 75 people protecting her. Why can't I protect myself? If she's going to have all these people protecting her, why can't I protect myself? I mean, you should be scared of a government that wants to take your guns from you. Just like I've talked about with this. Okay.
You're talking.
What? But anywho, as I go on, my wife says she can't hear me, but I have no idea. Because it says they're having connection issues with Skype, which I'm not even using Skype. I'm using Direct Connect, so hey, whatever. But thank you all for tuning into the program, and like I've, we're going to have a police state in this country. You know, like, why can't they just say okay? Why can't they just enforce okay seatbelt laws? Why do you have to be fined? You shouldn't want to wear a seatbelt, like I've said before. You shouldn't be forced to. Oh, now they have all these commercials where not wearing a seatbelt doesn't just affect you; it affects everyone around you. If my wife didn't wear a seatbelt, I guess I know. And the people around me, if I didn't wear a seatbelt, which I do, they should know, okay, hey, this is what I stand for. I don't believe in it. I don't want to wear it. And you're accepting the consequences if something does happen. So, as you know, and it's going to be a police state because, well, they'll just pass a gun-friendly regulation on guns. And what's going to happen is when they pass that law, all they're going to have is one, and I've said this a million times, one incident where there's a shot fired or someone's killed, and then they're going to say, well, that law wasn't strict enough. We need to clamp down even further. We need to clamp down even further until there is no, until you have no guns. Or you have, because no law has stopped anything. No law has. No law has. Since they made hemp and marijuana illegal, you've been able to get it every day since. Since 1933. Alcohol was still widely available during Prohibition. Look at Paris. They have stricter gun laws and look at what happened. But there's going to be a police state in this country pretty soon. Andrew Napolitano, a judicial analyst for Fox News, has said that they're going to assault the Fourth Amendment. The FBI is going to be able to go in and access any part of your internet activity or your internet information without a warrant. Pretty soon, they're just going to be able to walk into your house or apartment or whatever with no ifs, ands, or buts. You're not going to have a say. The apartment complex won't be able to stop them. You won't be able to stop them. They'll just be able to come in and look at whatever they want. No warrant, no justification, no nothing. I wouldn't be surprised if not too long they'll have like a, okay, you're going to install a radio or something. Or it's going to be in the phone or the computer. It's going to be like, it's going to give like, you know, and it's going to, well, it's going to have one channel and it's going to play the government propaganda and you're not going to be able to shut it off. It's going to be like North Korea before you know it. But that's what's going on. Because they're just going to take these little laws and they're going to pass something, net neutrality. Oh, the government's not going to do it. Well, they can. I'm not saying that the government's going to, they have the right to shut down the internet. They have the right to censor anything you say on the internet. Because the government owns the internet. Because they want to keep you safe. They want to make sure that you're protected. If the government can get hacked, how safe can they make the internet for you? I don't have all the 55 million security features the government has. And if they can get hacked, the same government can get hacked that's going to tell you that, oh, we're going to get net neutrality passed because we want to protect the American citizens from hackers and make it safe for everyone. How are they going to make it safe when they can't even protect their own information? If someone write me on that one. How can you expect a government that can't even protect its own information protect you with net neutrality? But that's what they're going to do. Oh, well, that little gun law that we passed, yeah, we need to make it even more stricter because that's why this gun issue happened because it wasn't strict enough. And then they're going to take a little piece and little piece, and before you know it, you have no freedom. The Fourth Amendment's gone. This is gone. Barack Obama is a constitutional scholar in the terms of he knows how to manipulate it, how to bypass it, how to get around it, well, that's technically not constitutional. Well, sure it is. Because when they went to the Supreme Court about Obamacare, if it's a tax, it's not constitutional. Yeah, it is. If it's a tax, if it's a law, it's unconstitutional. I don't care what you support or what you believe. I just want you to wake up. A lot of the things I try to talk about on this program are not liberal issues. They're American issues. You can't tell me that the government with net neutrality cannot shut down the internet or censor what you say. They can. They can be like Egypt where, okay, they're trying to come together to rally against this government that's oppressing them. Okay, we're going to shut down all these Facebooks and stuff so that they can't communicate. If you got to go with a piece of paper and a pencil, go for it. If you have to go old school, that's what you do. But that's what's happening. They can do that. That's not a left issue. That's not a right issue. They can do it. Will they? I could see them. I'm not saying they will, but they have that ability to do that. Whether you think they will or not, they have the ability to censor what you do and say on the internet. You know, when I was in high school, I used to say, well, What do you mean? I can say whatever I want. I have the First Amendment. I can curse. But now in this country, you can get in trouble for waving an American flag in your own country. Well, yeah, we're suspending this kid from school because he's got an American flag t-shirt. Well, first thing I would do is, if that was me, I'd go outside and I'd take down the American flag and say, well, if you're gonna make me not wear this American flag shirt, then I'm taking down the American flag on that flagpole then. Fair is fair. If someone's going to be offended by my American flag shirt, then they're going to be offended by the flag on the flagpole. I want to see someone go to Canada or Mexico and say, excuse me, can you take down your Canadian flag or Mexican flag? That offends me. I would support these Mexicans that are protesting Trump if they had American flags and they were standing up for American values. I could see that because I could say, hey, I knew a kid that went to a high school prep rally and they were waving the Mexican flag and they were told to stop waving it. Why would you have, what does a Mexican flag have to do with a high school prep rally? I don't know. If someone knows, I would sure like to know. But anyways, one thing I want to get into is if this would ever happen, but would Bernie Sanders go as an independent? I honestly think, I wish he would, because then Trump would basically get the nomination, because it would divide the Hillary people from the, it'd be like a Ross Perot. But he ain't going to do it because, you know, I think he's too, that won't let him. Because he is one of those, and because they would keep him from doing it probably just because they need the Democrat Party in there. And he would stop that. You know, so, but I could see him actually wanting to do it, but I don't think they would want him to do it, because he would just ruin the chances of them actually getting in the White House. As one person who was interviewed most notably said, you know what? If Hillary Clinton gets elected, she might be the first woman president. Or something. It's like, really, folks? You know? But then again, like I talked about last week, when what's Memorial Day about? Oh, it's to honor the fallen surfers, I think. You know? I would love to see Bernie Sanders go as an independent, and he'd be like a Ross Perot. I'd just love to see his running mate, you know. Maybe he can get like a General Agnon or whatever. That'd be cool, you know. I know it won't happen because liberals wouldn't allow it. Now, if you didn't hear the biggest news out of Washington, D.C., this is huge. Barack Obama endorses Hillary Clinton. I can't believe it. I mean, I thought he was going to endorse Trump. Or maybe Carly Fiorina, but, you know. So I don't know, because I really don't think Barack Obama and Hillary, but I think since she's got the nomination, maybe, but you wonder if Bernie Sanders thinks I'm surprised he isn't trying to contest it and say, hey, it's rigged or whatever, because the more they fight, the more Trump's just going to keep moving up. But then I see all these polls, whether it's in the U.S. or whatever, that say that Hillary had beat Trump, and I'm like, I don't know who would vote for Hillary. I don't know how you could vote for Hillary. I seriously don't know how you could vote for Hillary, knowing all that she won't even give answers to the mothers whose sons died in Benghazi. That's one reason why, if I had a son or daughter, I would not have them in the military right now, because I know I wouldn't get answers that they died. They would keep it from me. I would want my sons or daughters to serve under a commander-in-chief that has served. But that's me. I'm very patriotic. I just go out of my way to thank vets all the time for what they do. Thank you, and I'm sorry for who you have to serve under, you know. But, you know, I mean, I endorse Hillary and Barack Obama for prison. If anyone wants to get behind that one, I support them for prison. I've had so many people, oh, you must, because you watch Fox News, you must be a Republican. No, I'm an American. That's why I watch Alex Jones. That's why I watch The Blaze. That's why I watch Fox. And I watch all these, and I make my opinion, and I voice what I think off of all these people. You know? What are they saying about this on InfoWars compared to MSNBC and compared to Fox and compared to The Blaze and inform, okay, this is what I think's going on. I've never looked at it like that. And that's what I try to do with my listeners. I try to, okay, this is the issues facing America. Our money is turning into the baseball cards of the 80s and 90s, where all of them were printed in mass quantities. They all got busted for steroids. Now all these people that have cards that were put in a case and put in a plastic sleeve, put in a plastic holder, put in a glass container, put in storage, mint condition. Well, how valuable do you think your baseball card is going to be if it's in mint condition, if everyone saved a Mark McGwire rookie or an Andre Dawson or a Ryan Sandberg and they all have them in mint condition stored perfectly? Probably not going to be worth that much, because the more there are, the less the value is. Like I say a million times, the older baseball cards were so valuable because everyone tore them up and played with them and threw them around, and they didn't protect them like they do now. Same with our dollar. They keep printing and printing and printing and printing and printing. You're not going to print your way out of debt. But some people have that belief, oh, just keep raising my credit limit and I can just, you know, when you go to the grocery store and what you buy keeps dwindling and dwindling, you spend, when my wife goes and spends $50 at the grocery store and she can't, and the cart keeps getting smaller and smaller, you gotta wake up and say, hey, wait a minute here, what's going on here? It's not a left or right issue. You know? I wondered, and I've advocated this for a long time, they should have on the ballot none of the above. I wonder how many people would say, okay, I don't want Trump or Hillary. Because I know a lot of Republicans that really don't want Trump, won't vote for him, and a bunch of liberals that won't vote for Hillary. But in the end, do you think they'll just vote for Hillary because, hey, we're going to vote for Hillary because, hey, she's better than Trump. You know, we need to get to a point in this country where we're voting for somebody, not just, well, I'm voting for Trump. He's, you know, better than Hillary, but still, he's going to screw me. Oh, you know, it'd be neat to see how many people, though, would actually put on the ballot none of the above. I don't want any of them. And I've said this before. The only president that I wish I could have voted for was Ronald Reagan. Other than that, I didn't want the first Bush. I didn't want Bill Clinton. I didn't want Bob Dole. I didn't want Al Gore. I didn't want the second Bush. I didn't want John McCain or Mitt Romney or, you know, all those. I didn't want them. They were, okay, it was kind of like, who's going to screw me the least? They're both going to do what's in the best interest of themselves and the people that are giving them money. And that's, to me, how I look at it. I think Trump's going to screw us least. I'm just hoping that when he does stuff to help his company, it's going to trickle down and those laws are going to help me. But I don't want Trump just passing willy-nilly. Okay, I'm just going to executive order this and this and this and this and this. Now this is, because there are things that go on in my country that it's not the country I grew up in, and I don't understand things that are going on. And if you got any small kids, I don't ask them to really listen, or they shouldn't really hear this, but this is out of Pakistan. A Pakistani woman was arrested Wednesday after her brother helped his mom tie his sister down to a hammock and doused her with gasoline and set her on fire and burned her alive because she defied her family and married a man that she was in love with, not the man that she was told she had to marry. Because in a lot of these Pakistani countries and Afghanistan countries, you are told by the parents, this is who you're marrying. You don't have a choice. And she was burned alive. And there was one where this lady was killed because she helped her best friend sneak away and court and get married to this guy that she was in love with, not the one that her parents told her to. And I can't for the life of me understand how a mother can kill her daughter because she doesn't marry who they want her to. Know how you could, that just fathoms me that could even happen. I don't get it. And it's just things in this world that are just happening that I don't understand and I just don't get. About a month ago, I think it was, because I'm very pro-cannabis and I'm pro-hemp. And now the kids can come back and listen. There's just a little short thing on that. But there was a pro-cannabis rally and in Lafayette at the courthouse. And, you know, of course, the person that they had interviewed on the local news station, I'm like, they need to have someone like me. He just didn't, like, I wouldn't, because they went off more like about, almost like, well, you know that the statistics say this and this, and, you know, about, like drinking and driving versus, like, smoking and driving and all this stuff. And, you know, I would have had a totally different approach, you know, because I'd have been like, you know what, in 1978, I forget what the guy's name is, but I would look it up for the interview and say, well, in 1982, Irvin Rosenfeld won his case against the federal government, and since 1982 has been getting 300 rolled marijuana cigarettes from the federal government legally for free. He is a legal. They tell me that I can't use it because it has no medical value, but then why is him and five other people, at minimum, there might be more, under a secret program, getting it? You know, why isn't the industrial hemp not allowed? But they had this rally, and a bunch of people went ballistic saying that it interrupted their day, they couldn't work, they couldn't this, and they were not allowing them to come back and speak. And the ACLU, the Civil Liberties Union, it's the Civil Liberties Union is actually suing now because of, like, I don't have to agree with Hillary Clinton, but she should have the right to say what she wants. You know? She should. About a half an hour left in the program, folks, and I want to thank you all so much, wherever you're listening, around the country, around the world. Thank you all for tuning in. But I think if it was anything but like a pro-cannabis, if it would have been a very conservative thing, they would have probably been praising them. But because it had to do with cannabis, Oh, how dare you? That's so evil. You know, I just wonder when that stereotype is going to go away. Cheech and Chong's movies were making fun of how ridiculous it is that it's illegal. But, you know, now there's a whole legal wrangling going on. And it's like, I don't get it. I don't get it because, you know, like I said, if it was a issue that was very conservative in nature, you know, like banning it or something, or making sure, you know, it would probably been like praised. But because they have a different viewpoint, you know, what is it? What does HEMP stand for? Helping educate mass people? But that's kind of how it goes, you know. We're getting assaulted on the Fourth Amendment and, you know, and all these things. And you should have the right to speak your mind, whatever you believe. And I don't know if you heard this, but Nancy Pelosi said that, this is hilarious. That it was the federal research that developed the smartphone. Federal research developed the smartphone. Actually, the smartphone, the first one was a Simmons personal communicator invented by Nancy Pelosi. I don't think so. IBM invented the Simmons personal communicator. They were the inventors. Sorry there, Nancy Pelosi, but hey, what do you know? Who knew? I mean, but then half the people that she said that to, would they even have a clue? They'd probably like, what, Nancy Pelosi developed that? Because they don't know anything. They don't know any better. But that's the world we live in. Uneducated people. Like I say, I don't care who you vote for. Just be educated. Just be educated. I just want to have the America I grew up in. I want to know that I can, that okay, yeah, you're going to come, yeah, show me a warrant. You can come into my house. Nope, we don't need a warrant anymore. We can just gonna come to your house and just do whatever we want. We don't care. You know. Like with that Pakistan woman and what she did to her daughter. I don't understand. Like, I don't understand how anyone knowing what they know, how anyone with the facts could vote for Hillary. I don't know. I don't know how they can vote for Hillary knowing the facts. And it's going to be a very, 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 as I go back to this, interesting election, because I have a lot of liberal friends that don't want her. But are they just going to vote for her because, hey, it's better than Trump? It's going to be interesting to see. But in the end, one of them gets elected. You know? You should vote because you have that right in this country. Some countries, you don't have a choice. They have higher turnout rates in countries to vote where they get shot at trying to vote, to intimidate people not to go out and vote. But in America, you have that right to vote. And so many people, I'm not going to vote. It doesn't matter. I don't care. I'm not going to change anything. It's what it is. Well, yeah, that's what the government wants you to, not do anything. You just sit there and be a, I'm just going to go to work and come home, and I'm not going to complain. My grocery cart just keeps getting smaller and smaller. They keep taking, pretty soon you're not going to even get a paycheck. You're just going to, 100% of your wage goes right to taxes. Oh, but that, it's okay. Don't worry. Don't worry. The government will fix everything. I don't get it. I just don't understand where these people think that everything, oh, we're going to have free college education. That's what I want, Bernie Sanders. I've seen several people with, like, end college debt elect Bernie Sanders. Well, who's paying for all this college then? You know? I wonder what Hillary Clinton's gimmick's going to be, because she's got to say something. She's got to be giving something away. Because Hillary Clinton's on the side of the government solves everything. Free, free, free. Gimme, gimme, gimme. You know, my ancestors didn't come here. Let me see what the government can do for me. What can I get? They're like, I came here to make a better life. To make a better life. Not the government to make a better life for me. Why don't the Mexicans try to make their country better? Interesting concept, isn't it? Instead of the Mexicans coming here, waving their flag, protesting Trump, if they were waving the American flag saying, we want to have less government, Trump's going to be more government. Most of those, all they hear is, well, he wants to make it harder for you to get all your free stuff. Hillary Clinton's going to make it easier to get free stuff. That's all they're hearing. They don't care. I have people that support Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, whatever, and you're never going to tell them any different. They're going to, I don't want to hear it. I support Hillary. I don't care. I support Trump somewhat, but if something, I don't know what I'd do if there was a bombshell that came out and, you know, he was executing people. Or whatever. I don't know what I would do. See, unfortunately, I try to look at everything about that. I try to find out what I can about the candidate. What I just can't. Well, I'm voting for so-and-so. Yep. It's amazing how many conservatives on the right side of the people, you know, conservative Republican types, you know, that are like, well, I kind of like him. I kind of like a little bit about what they all, like, if you could take all 12 Republican candidates on that stage and take a little piece of every one of them, I could support it. Most liberals are like, well, I'm voting for this person. Okay, we're not even at the Iowa caucuses yet, and you're voting for Sanders already without even, and, you know, I don't really see too many educated liberal or liberals in general that are, when they interview them, well, I'm not really sure just yet. You know, I kind of, you know, if someone had my best interest at heart and I believed it, I would vote for them, liberal or not. Got about 20 minutes or so left in the program, folks. I really, really want to thank you for tuning in and checking out my program. I'm just flabbergasting because I know I have people that listen from Washington State all the way to New York and who knows where. But it's just, I just do what I do. You know, I'm not like I do this out of the goodness of my heart. I pay to do this because it costs me to have this radio show and, you know, and everything. And I just, so grateful to God for everyone that listens, and hopefully I can wake up some people. I have had a couple of my friends like, man, that very interesting conversation. Talk about some interesting stuff. Didn't say it was bad or good, just interesting. I'm like, well, that's cool. You know? Like, I listen to WASK a lot, and Randy Jones is from like 10 to 3. He's the DJ on there, and he had Ronnie Platt. And I found out through this, and he's going to be playing in Lafayette. And, you know, I'm like, Ronnie Platt from Kansas to Lafayette? Wow. Like, that's just because I got to see them. They came to the Taste of Chicago. And No wonder the entertainment's free, because you get a Dixie cup of wine and it's like $9. You get a little like 3 ounce of beer and it's like $10, and you know, a little 2 ounce sip through a cup of wine or whatever. So most people bring their own. I mean, heck, you'd have like 3 drinks and you'd be bankrupt. But, you know, I got to see Kansas, and it was incredible. And when I heard he was going to be on the radio show, I listen a lot anyways. Especially when I'm off, I'll turn it on while I'm cleaning the house or whatever. But, you know, it's just, I guess, one of the Unsers, I think it was Senior Bobby Unser, one of the IndyCar drivers, he comes up to me and goes, "I just want to tell you something, kid. And I'll never forget this." He goes, "We put our pants on one leg at a time, just like everyone else. Don't forget that." And I guess, you know, it's just when I have people that comment or like this or that about the program, or it's just humbling, because I just do what I do. And it's just amazing that I've gotten people from New York all the way to Washington State and California that listen. You know, it's just humbling, you know. But I just try to educate people. You know, I just see this. I want people to see the country I grew up in. I just like to. Okay, look at what. Go back in the day, and hear what Bill Clinton was talking about. We need to make America great. We need to secure the borders. We need to make more. How would you say this? Background checks need to be more secure. Okay, that's great. Wait a minute here. Make America great. You're going off on Trump for saying that. Bill Clinton wanted to secure the borders. You were praising him. You wanted better background checks. You supported Bill Clinton. You praised him. Trump does it, and how dare he? I have no problem with Mexicans if they're legal. I don't have no problem with Canadians if they come here legally, or Polish or Irish or whatever. But when you have people that come to this country illegally, that's the problem I have. Because they have, how would you put this? Gee, they don't pay taxes. Half the times their social security number is someone else's. It's fake or whatever. But hey, what difference does it make at this point? But then when you have like a place like Washington State where they have to have Mexicans come up to pick the apples because Americans are too good to do that. I'll go out, I'll pick the apples. Fly me out there, I'll do it. I wanna pick up my guitar or my drum or my djembe or whatever, and I wanna play it knowing that I paid for it. Because I'm gonna take more pride knowing that I'm playing something that I paid for, that I made. When Merle Teal died, I made a Chinese Les Paul. That's like, they call them Chipsons, and it's a kit to make a, like a Gibson Les Paul, and I made it in honor of him, because he always made instruments, and I always wanted to make my own, and it was like $140 to the door with shipping and everything, and I got the kit, and I just need to have the frets worked on, which I don't know how to do, because I think that's what's causing the fret buzz, but it means the world to me. There's a couple defects in it, because when I had to ground the bridge, I had to drill a hole, and I nicked, but it meant the world to me. It means the world to me because I built it. I paid for it. I made it. This country was made by people with their blood, sweat, and tears, not by a government that just gave it to them. The government didn't have a presto, like the Russ song. You know, if I could wave my magic wand, I'd make everything all right. The government didn't just go, poof, here you go, Italian immigrants, here's your house. Poof, okay, here's your money. Poof. No, the Italian immigrants came here and they started a deli, or they started a bakery or whatever. I'm a fifth generation iron worker. Back in Tuscany in Italy, my great great uncle had a foundry and he was an iron worker. Now we own a company in America. We're iron workers. We make stuff out of iron. We're the Santini brothers. Or whatever happened. You know, that's what this country was founded on, people doing. Wow. Enough about that, folks. But that's where I'm going to leave that, because I can't wait till we get back to a country where people want to make stuff and do stuff. Now off to one of my favorite sports in the world, folks, baseball. And I do want to let my fans know that if I wasn't a Detroit Tigers fan, I would be a Cubs fan. They're my second favorite team. But I want to get out of this is I don't know if you watch, because I watch a lot of baseball. And I have the MLB extra innings via DirecTV, and I love the thing. The only thing I don't like is, for some reason, I guess if you get a, because I found this out with the Phillies too. Like, if you're watching the Cubs, if you're a Phillies fan and you live in this area, if they're playing the Cubs, they black out the Phillies broadcast. So I guess if you're living in this area and the Detroit Tigers play the White Sox, they black out the Tigers broadcast. And you have to watch the White Sox broadcast, even though you pay extra to get the Tigers broadcast. And I guess they take, because I wonder, oh, it'd be cool to see the Phillies broadcast of the Cubs game just for a little bit, and it routes you to the Cubs broadcast. So I guess, like, with the Cubs, White Sox, and I think Cincinnati Reds, if you're a fan of them, if you're a fan of any other team, when they play them, you have to watch their broadcast, which I don't get that. I'm sorry, but if you pay $80 or $100 to get the MLB Network, you should be able to watch your team's broadcast, period. But when you go to the MLB Network website, they black out Cubs, White Sox, and Red Sox, because I guess people were buying the MLB Network so that they could bypass getting cable, so they could just watch their baseball. I don't care. But if you watched the Royals and the Baltimore Orioles game, Yurando Ventura, the Royals pitcher, threw a 99-mile-per-hour fastball at Manny Machado and hit him. And both benches were cleared. There was a brawl, all this stuff going on. And Manny Al, who threw a punch back, actually has been suspended, and I applaud that. If you can prove that he actually intentionally meant to hit him with a fastball, then by all means, he should get suspended. Ventura, but if there's no malice intent where he didn't really try to purposely hit the player, he should not have done what he did. I would have been the first one to, yo, I hit you, I'm sorry, are you okay? I'd have been the first one going down to make sure the guy's okay. But it just started, but I mean, since there was no real malice, he didn't, you know, Ventura really didn't show any malice, like he meant to do it on purpose. You know, Manny should get suspended for throwing the first punch. Now I was hoping that when the benches cleared, those people were there to break it up to make sure that they didn't go further. But stuff's going to happen, folks. It's baseball. No one's perfect. You might accidentally hit a player. You know, that's just how it's going to be. It can happen. But, yeah. It's going to be, I think this is the Cubs' year. I really think they will go, I think they can make it to the World Series. Will they win? I don't know, but I think they could make it to the World Series. It'd be amazing to see the White Sox and the Cubs in the World Series. That'd be crazy. Imagine the ticket prices for those. Incredible. Now, as we're going to get on to some football news, as you all know, if you're into European or British football, it is the transfer windows, and Manchester United is under Jose Mourinho picking up some decent players. As you all know, Eric Martial is back. I'm bad with names, folks. Michael Carrick has signed to 2017. Some people wonder why they re-signed him, but I think he's not too bad. Marcus Rashford is probably the biggest surprise because, as you all know, Jose Mourinho really doesn't take a lot of young players. So to have someone like him signed, I think it shows some maturity in Jose Mourinho to actually do something like that. Eric Bailly is on the team, and Zlatan is also on the team, along with Fayouz, Mensah. Those are four. I'm really bad with names, folks, but those are five players that I think are going to really help out this team. And I'm not a big fan of Jose Mourinho, but he's my manager, and I will stand beside him as I do my team. Because I'm a Reds fan, win, lose, or draw. If they were in the relegation zone, I'd still be a fan. I'd still be cheering every game, even if they won like five games in a year. I would still, you know, I'm not a bandwagon person. I've loved Manchester United since I was a kid, and I always will. And I think it's going to be interesting to see how he does, because Jose Mourinho is one that I have nothing to say. I have nothing to say. So what do you think? Your team played horrible. I have nothing to say. You know, he's blunt. He's going to be that Alex Ferguson on the pitch, yelling, screaming, you know, telling people what to do. He's not the Louis van Gaal, which I'm used to, you know, because Louis van Gaal doesn't think he can affect the players when he's on the sidelines. So, it's just one of those things that they're two totally different styles. And, you know, we just have to wait and see how this season plays out. As this past season, as you know, Leicester City, who would ever thought they would have won? I mean, if you would have put $10 on them winning the Premier League title, you'd be, woohoo, you'd be sitting pretty for a little while anyways. And you'd get a couple months rent. Got about 6 minutes left in the program, folks, and I just think Manchester United moving forward, I think, is going to be, I think they can only go forward. But just like Real Madrid taking Zinedine Zidane, I think we should have given Giggs a shot. We weren't great, but we weren't bad. Give him a year. See what he does. He had been with the club 29 years. I'm not, you know, but they took Mourinho. And Alex Ferguson hasn't always had the utmost respect for the man. So we'll just have to see what happens. I think it's going to be an exciting. I just can't wait for when they do some of the. I think they're doing a couple games in the summer, like tournament things stuff. So it's going to be interesting to see him. It's going to be weird seeing Jose Mourinho on the pitch because I'm usually the one that's giving him the middle finger salute out of respect, just like, you know, a fun thing, you know, but it's going to be weird to see him on with the Manchester United stuff on, but it's going to be interesting. I just hope he's there longer than, if he's successful at Man United, I hope it's not like a 2-year thing. I hope if he's there, he's there. He's not like we're not going to have a 20-some-year manager like Alex Ferguson, but, you know, more than 2 years or 3 years. And as we move on, folks, for all you motorsports fans out there, IndyCar this past weekend was at Belle Isle in Detroit. And what racing we had. My driver, Sebastian Bourdais, won the first race on Saturday with Connor Daly and Juan Pablo Montoya joining him on the podium. Day two, race two, Will Power with Simon Pagenaud and Ryan Hunter-Reay, the top three on the podium. And one thing I want to stress, and something they need to do something about this, because everyone, when they go to like Belle Isle or a lot of these road courses, everyone tries to get to turn one and tries to, okay, there's only enough room for a certain amount of vehicles in one turn, in one spot. And when you try to get everyone trying to get, because you can, in the very beginning, you have the best chance to get some positions, gain some positions. I understand that. But when you have a bunch of wrecks in the very beginning, because everyone's trying to get, okay, you got room for two cars, and everyone's trying to get in those two spots, and you get wrecks, and you get people out before they even get one lap complete, it's ridiculous. You know? I don't get it. You know, I can understand if it's the last lap and you're going for a victory, yeah, but when it's the first lap and you're trying to have seven cars get in the same little tiny spot, something's got to give, folks. Something's got to give. You know, because, I mean, when you have people that, okay, I have a perfectly great car, but I'm out and I didn't get around to, I didn't get into turn two and I'm already out for the whole race, you know? Just ridiculous. And a lot of drivers are showing their frustration and saying something's got to be done, you know? Use common sense, folks. Okay? I know that's your, sometimes that's a really good chance to make a lot of moves, but at the same time, you know, the way this season's going as I move forward, I think Simon Pagenaud is going to be tough to beat. He's going to be hard. You know, the next race is June 11th on Saturday at Texas Motor Speedway, the Firestone 600. I think Simon Pagenaud is going to be it's his, in my opinion, championship to lose. He's just been incredible. And I mean, the setups they've done are just incredible. He's just an amazing driver. He knows how to, got about 90 seconds left, and he just knows how to do the, he knows how to manipulate that car and how to use his push to passes. And it's just incredible. And I'm just excited to see how this season continues, because it's just been incredible. I mean, those two Bell Isle races were great, except for the second one when they had the wreck on the first lap, you know. That are, in my opinion, you know, not necessarily, they could have been prevented. Okay, so you don't gain two positions here, but you stay in the race, you know. And you try to get them on lap 10 or lap 12. You know, how it is, folks. That's how it is. I want to thank you all for tuning in so much from around the world or wherever you're listening. You know, I think I'll be at we're going on holiday this weekend to see family in Michigan. So I'll probably have to record the Firestone race and watch it later. But I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. And with a firm reliance on the protection of a divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next week, good night and goodbye. God bless.